Okay, we're in the final parak of Hilchos Yibum Mechalitza, Parakhes. And the good news is just about every one of these halachas, at least the first few, have their own diagrams to help us out. Very, very important to get to these. So what are they called? We are going to end up taking up, again, these complicated cases of brothers married to sisters. And just to make things even more complicated, we're going to introduce doubts about marriages, or whose children were whose. So there's no better way to end Hilchos Yibum Mechalitza with these kind of cases. Okay, so Lacha Aleph, the Rambam says, Misha Kiddush Achas Mishtei Achayos. Okay, so let's say a guy comes along and he marries one of two sisters. But of course, Vein Yodea Ezem Hen Kiddush, but he's just unsure which one of the two sisters he married. Umes, right, and he dies. Velo Ach Echad, and he has a brother. Okay, so again, Ruvain is married, he's not sure if he married Rachel or Leah. And as a result, what happens is he dies. Now Shimon steps up. What does Shimon do? This is easy. So what is it called? He does chalitza, right? And that's the easy solution. Now, how you lo shnei achin? Well, let's say Reuven had two brothers, Shimon and Levi. So what will be done in this situation? Echad cholitz la'achas mehen batchila, v'ashinim yavim l'shniyah al kolpanim. So basically, which we'll explain why in a second, but basically one of the brothers does chalitza to one of the, let's say Shimon does chalitza to Rachel, and Levi would do yibum to Leah. Im zuhi shekidesh achiv hare yavim osa, right? Because if this is the one that the Reuven married, then he's got to do yibum. V'meina eshes achiv, right? V'meina eshes achiv hare nasa isha mishar nashim, right? And if not, right, then what do you call it? It's just like she married someone else. V'achosa shahaisa eshes achiv kvar nechutza. And then the sister, who was already the Eishes Achiv, she already had chalitza done to her. However, aval lo yave ma'achas tchila, okay, but you shouldn't do yibum first, meaning the order should be chalitza and then yibum. In this case, we shouldn't do yibum first. Shema ha'acheres hi Eishes Achiv, because it could be the other one is really the Eishes Achiv, v'nimsa shenasa krovas zkukaso. Then he got a problem, because then he ended up marrying, right, a relative who's a Zika, which is a problem. Now, kid mushnei achim, however, let's say the two brothers on their own initiative decided to do yibum to both of the women, meaning Reuven did yibum to Rachel, Levi did to Leah. We don't force them to get divorced. Okay, halacha beis. Let's switch over to our first picture. We're going to be doing this a lot today. Okay, so just to review what's going on here. One second, let me make sure the share screen is up. One second. Okay. Fun diagram. It looks crazy, but it's not that crazy. So basically, we're dealing with more situations of suffix. Okay. And there's going to be two cases that are going to be brought down in the Rama. Okay, the first case is, if we just look at it here. So we have Reuben and Shimon, our brothers. Okay. On the right side here. Okay. And David and Eliav, our brothers. That's on the left side. Okay. My left. Okay. Chagla and Milka achayos. Now, Chagla and Milka are sisters. Okay. That's going to be the first case. Okay. And as we go through the Rama, we should explain the scenario. But basically, what's going to end up happening is that in this case, let's say Reuven and David are unsure, who married who. Okay. So again, Reuven and David are unsure who married Chagla, who married Milka. Okay. And that's going to lead to, as you can see from the result here, if David and Reuven mate, double chalitzas. Okay. So again, in this situation, there's a suffix about who Reuven's married to of the sisters and who David's married to the sisters. Remember, Reuven and David are not related. In such a situation, Eliav and Shimon would step up and do chalitza to both women. Okay. However, in the second case, okay, Reuven has two brothers, okay, Shimon and Levi. David and Eliav are brothers, okay. They're also unsure about who, married who. Again, Reuven's unsure. They're unsure if Reuven married Milka or Chagla or David, vice versa. Now, Reuven and David both die. In this situation, Eliav would do chalitza to both. But because Reuven has two brothers, Shimon would do chalitza and Levi would do yibum, just like we saw in Lacha Aleph. Okay? Okay, so back to the actual Rambam. So the Rambam says in Lacha Beis, Shnaim Shekitchu Shtei Achayos, right? Two brothers who marry two sisters. Each one, actually, let's say two men, not two brothers. Two men marry two sisters, and each one is unsure who married who. And both of these men die. Lezeach, lezeach. Okay, so each one has their own brother. Zechol is a shtem, zechol is a shtem. So that was Shlav Rishon. Basically, each one does chalitza for both women. Now, lezeach echad, lezeach shtayim, but let's say, like we saw in the diagram, let's say David as Eliyav, but Reuven as Shimon and Levi, hayechidi chol et l'shtayim, betchila, v'ashtayim echad chol et rishon, v'ashenim yave. Okay, so this single brother does chalitza to both. Okay, and the guy who's got two brothers, one does chalitza first, and the second one does yibum. Now, v'im kidbu v'kinsu, but let's say they went ahead and married them without doing, just like before, didn't do chalitza, emosim yadan, they weren't required to get divorced. V'afilu hayu kohanim, even if the brothers were kohanim, shechalitza shechalatz hayechidi misafek chalatz, right? So because the chalitza that was done by Eliyav was done out of safek, right? V'achalutza asur l'kohen mitivrei sofer. And the only reason why a chalutza is asur l'kohen, like we saw a while back, is because of gzera. Uvisafek chalutza lo gazru, but they weren't gozer on a safek chalitza. They only gozer on a vadai chalitza. Okay. That is halacha beis. Now, let's switch over to our next picture here, which will be halacha gimel. It's so much easier with the pictures. Okay, sorry about it. It's a little blurry. Okay, in this case, what do we have? So we have brothers again. Okay. We have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and then David, Eliyav, and Avinadav. Okay, so now we have three brothers on each side. Okay, Reuven and David are unsure who married who. Chagla and Milcah are sisters. Remember, Reuven and David are not related, and they're unsure who married, if David married Chagla or Milcah. Reuven, not sure either. Okay, same case, Reuven and David die. Now, if you look at the result here, what happens? So what ends up happening is that Shimon would do chalitza to one, and then Levi does yibum to the other. Right, or Eliyav, excuse me, or Avinadav does chalitza first, and then Eliyav does yibum to the other. Okay, so as he says, the guy says over here, Shimon cholitz a chagla, right? And by doing that, then Eliyav would step in and do yibum. Okay, and then Avinadav would do chalitza to Milcah, and then Levi would step in and do yibum. Okay, so this is the situation where each one has two brothers. Okay, so let's read that in the Rambam. There we go. Okay, the Rambam says, "Hayu lezeh shnei achin lezeh shnei achin." Now, let's say each one in the situation of safek was married. Each one had two brothers. Achav shozeh cholitz achas, echav shozeh cholitz achas. Right? V'achav hachasheni shozeh miyavim chalutzaso shozeh. V'achav sheni shozeh miyavim chalutzaso shozeh. So, just like we explained in the diagram, in that case, what ended up happening is that brother A would do chalitza to wife one. Brother B would then do yibum. Like what the diagram said, basically, what ends up happening is that there's a chalitza done to wife and then to the widow, followed by yibum by the other brother. And same with the second wife as well. Now, kadmu shneim, let's say they went ahead, let's say both brothers from one side went ahead and did chalitza, then in that situation, lo yav mushnei achan acherim. Then the other two brothers shouldn't do yibum. So if both of them were chalitzad first, then yibum was kicked out. What should happen? The order is, chalitza to the one woman, followed by yibum to that woman. Then kibbu v'kinsu, eim l'tzim yada. And of course, if they did this, we don't force them to get divorced. Okay. Next up, one second. Okay, alacha dalid. Yes, okay. All right. So now we're going to get even more complex, okay? For those who didn't think the reform was complex, this adds a whole other layer, okay? So now the situation here is, okay, we have Leah here, okay? So she's going to be called the Zakena, okay? But that doesn't mean she's a real Zakena because she could still get pregnant, okay? But anyway, we have Leah here, okay? We have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi as her sons, okay? Osnas is her daughter-in-law, okay? Now, the situation is going to be is where there's going to be a suffix, okay? A suffix about who was pregnant. Was it Leah? Is this child here the question mark? Is that Leah's child or Osnas' child? Okay, so again, Leah's the grandmother in this case. She has three boys, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Her Levi's married to Osnas, so that's her daughter-in-law. And now you'll see there's a suffix about when, if it was Leah or Osnas that was pregnant, okay? And then what ends up happening is that, or I should say who the child was, okay? Now what happens? So what emerges from here, all right, is going to be this David and Moshe, okay? And let's say in this case, we know where Moshe came from, we're unsure about David, let's say, okay? And let's say Levi definitely had Ephraim and Asher. These are the B'nai Akala. These are what are called Nishay B'nai HaTarovis. Literally what that means is that it's the wives of the mixed up sons. Tarovis means a mixture. There's a mixture here, okay? There's a, there's a confusion as to which one is which, okay? And of course, what's going to happen is because of the unclear status of David and Moshe, and of course, in this case, they both die, the question is going to be, is what happens to Tamar and Sarah, okay? So that's going to be this case. So one more time, we have Leah. She gives birth. She has three sons. She has a daughter-in-law, Osnas. There's going to be a questionable situation of this child here, who it came from, right? We have David and Moshe, and then they die, and they're the Nesheb, and Tamar and Sarah are from that Taroves, so to speak. And then the B'nai Kala are Ephraim and Asher. These are Vadai sons, okay? So let's see how this works, all right? I wish there was a way to do window against window, but whatever. Okay, so let me go back to the Rambam here, and he says as follows. He says, Haisha, okay, so let's say you have a woman, Shahayula Banim. Okay, now she has kids. Vahayula Kalasa Banim, and her daughter-in-law also has kids. Okay, Vinis Abra Haisha, Vinis Abra Kalasa, right? So now we have two pregnancies taking place. Leah, if you want to keep that in mind, Leah gets pregnant and Osnas gets pregnant. Okay, so two pregnancies. Vyaldu Shteyan Vimachbua Achas. And of course, what happened in the situation, both of them gave birth, let's say, literally means in a hiding place. But in a place where we're unsure who gave birth to who, okay? Vinis Arbush then you love them. It was a hospital mix-up. And now the two children are, we're not sure who's who, okay? The Dilu, of course, but they never found out about it. So what happened? The Dilu Hatarovos, so these sons of who, we don't know which one's the mother, which one is Leah's son and which one is Osna's son, they grow up. Vinasudashim, to the point where they marry women. Umesu, and then they die. Okay, Ketzat Hein Nitaros. So the question is that how do we free up Tamar, and I forgot the other one there, to go ahead and get married? Okay, so that's the case. All right, so again, the key to the case is that the suffix emerges because Leah, who in this case would be sort of like the grandmother, she was pregnant, right? And Osnas, who's the daughter-in-law, okay, she's also pregnant. And the two kids they had, which in the example before is Dov and Eliav, are mixed up. We don't know who belongs to who. Somehow they grew up, they get married. And what do you call it? And they both die. We have to know now how do you make sure these women, meaning the two wives of David and Eliav, are able to get married again? So the Rambam says, B'nei Akala, Cholzin Lishtayan. Okay, so first, okay, one of the sons of the Kala, meaning Osnas, would do Chalitza to both Tchila, okay? The Lomi Yavnim, and no Yivim was done. She called Achas Mishtayan, Safek, she Isha Safek, because each one of them, there's a question about whether or not it's an Eishes Achim's case. V'tiyem Muteres lo, suffix she Eishes Achi Aviv, v'erva lov, right? So that's the suffix. So we don't know if it's the wife of the brother, and therefore it's Mutter, right? But it's also possible it's the wife of Achi Aviv, which would be an erva. So that's why it's a suffix. Ava b'nei Azakena, okay, but the sons, that would be Reuben and Shimon, of Leah, O Cholzin O Miyabin, they could do either Chalitza or Yibum. She'im hizu eishes achiv are yama, because if it was a case of eishes achiv, they could do yibum. Ve'im hi eishes ben achiv, and if it was the wife of the son of the ach, okay, we need one generation down. Mutarasli nasalosh kvar nechalza. Then it'd be mutar for him to marry them because what it called because chalitza was already done, as he pointed out in the beginning. B'nei akala cholzin l'shtein tchila. That would be the first step. Okay, now one second. Let me just double check. Hold on. I just want to make sure there is. Yes. Okay. So now we're going to continue this case. One second. Here we go. Okay. So now in Halacha Hey, okay, in our case, once again, we have Leah. Okay. Now Leah has, you'll see what changed here, obviously. Leah has three sons, Reuven, who's married to Devorah, Shimon, who's married to Penina. Okay. These are the Nishay B'nei Azakena, meaning these wives are married to the daughter-in-laws of Leah. And then we have Levi married to Osnas, okay? So now, in this case, Leah has three daughter-in-laws, three sons, okay? Now, once again, same situation. Leah and Osnas' babies get mixed up in the hospital. We don't know who's who, okay? And now what comes out of that? David and Moshe, Okay, so they grow up. We don't know which one. We don't know if Leah is Moshe's father we don't know if Leah is Moshe's mother or is it Osnas the mother, etc. And then here, Levi also had two children, Ephraim and Manasseh, who were married to Chana and Abigail. Now, in this case, what happens? Let's say Reuven and Shimon die, okay, which would be the sons of Leah. And then Ephraim and Manasseh die, which are the sons of Levi-Osnas relationship, right? So what's going to happen is, as you'll soon see, where do these two guys step up insofar as doing Yibum's concerned, okay? How is Yibum going to be done? Levi's still alive here. So we have Chana and Abigail are are widowed, and Penina and Devorah are widowed, okay? Or put it more simply, generation one and generation two, there are cases of being widowed, okay? So the Rambam now says in Halacha, hey, he says, Mesu Abanim, how you do, Michelle Zakena? Let's say Reuben and Shimon die, Michelle Kalasa, okay? And Vare B'nei Tarobis Kayamim, okay? Now let's say, let's say the sons of Leah die, okay? Velshel Kalasa, and also, right, and then the sons of the Kala of Osnas die. So remember, you have generation one sons died, Leah down to her kids, and then you have Osnas's kids die. Vare B'nei Atarovas Kayamim, but the two sons, who we don't know who their mother is, are still alive. So what happens? B'nei Atarovas, Linashe, B'nei Azakena, Cholzin, B'lom Yamin. So the two sons we don't know, we just call them B'nei Atarovas, okay, what do they do? So insofar as the widows of the first generation of Leah, they do Chalitza Na'ibum. Why? Should he suffic Eishas Achi Aviv, right? Should he Erva Lav, suffic Eishas Achi Aviv, Shimutaros Yama. Just like before, there's a suffic about whether one of those women is the wife of the brother of the father, or is it the wife of the brother. So because that's suffic, right, we do chalitza. Ulunashe b'nei akala, now what about the two widows left over from Osnas's kids, right? Echad choletz b'tchila v'echam yavim al kaponim. So one does gets chalitza, and then that's followed by yivum. Im ben hakala hu zeh shecholetz tchila. Now if the son of the kala is the one that does chalitza, hare chalatz eishes achiv, right? Vashini minetarovis who ben azakena. Murtolisa eishes ben achiv, achashenechot samiyama. Okay? So at the end of the day, if the ben of the kala is the one that did chalitza first, so now what happened? He did chalitza eishes achiv. And now the second from that mixture, right, is the ben zakena. And therefore, if that's the case, murtolisa eishes ben achiv, right? Achashenechot samiyama. Right? So what do you call it? He would be allowed to go ahead and marry in such a situation because it's the Ben Zakena, Eishes Ben Achiv. Now, because remember, that's the first generation can marry the second generation. But if the son let's say Leah's son did Chalitza first, right? Then doing Chalitza to an Eishes Ben Achiv doesn't do anything. Right, and the other one from the unsure kids is the son of Osnas, Vayavam Eishes Achiv, and then he could do Yibum to the fact that she is the wife of his brother, which is a normal Yibum case. Now we have a huge mess of a suffix in that situation. Okay, one second. Okay, next. Okay, plugging along here. Hold on, sorry, there we go. Okay, now in this case, okay, this is Halacha Vav. Okay, Halacha Vav. So now let's say the situation is okay, so now Leah's married to one guy. Well, I shouldn't say that. Leah was married to this guy here, Baal Rishon, okay? And then as you'll see, what it called, let's say Baal Rishon dies, and Leah does not wait the requisite 90 days to marry Baal Sheni. Okay, so now, let's say Baal Rishon dies, and then Leah goes ahead and a week later marries Baal Sheni. So it's possible, right, unless she has a kid. It's possible the kid came from the first Baal, or it's possible the kid came from the second Baal. Now, in this situation, right, let's say in the first marriage, there were, what do you call it, their kids were Reuven and Shimon, and they were married to Osnas and Devorah. And we'll get to this in a second. And in a second marriage, let's say Vaday, Eliyahu and David were born to this relationship and they were married to Tamar and Sarah. Now the question is, the Ben Misafek, the one we don't know if came from Baal Rishon or Baal Sheni, dies, okay? But keep in mind, that son had married Penina. So now the question is going to be, what happens to Penina? Okay, so again, in this situation, the Safek really rests on the child, whether it came from the first Baal or the second Baal, okay? So the Rambam says as follows. He says, Mishalo shahas achar baila shosha kadashim v'nasas v'nises v'yalda. So like I said, let's say a woman's husband died and she didn't wait, 3 months. Let's say whatever, it doesn't matter if he died. Whatever, she divorced him, whatever it is, and she doesn't wait 3 months, and then she gets remarried, v'yalda, and she gives birth. V'yna du'i minti shela rishon in ben shivel acharon. We don't know if she is, the child is from the first husband or the second one. And previously she had kids. She had kids both with the first husband and she's had kids with the second cousin. But there's this kid, the Suffolk, in the middle. Okay. So now let's say that child that we're not sure, right, if it came from the first Baal or the second Baal, then the children from the first husband and the children from the second husband, they would do chalitza too, in this case, Pnina. Below me yavim, and they would not do yibum. Why? I should call echam hen she yavul yavim, because if they would try to do yibum, shema ino achav me'aviv. It's possible. It's not achav me'aviv. Very you echam me'imo, right? Bevade ve'ishes achav me'imo asura al adam olam mishum erva. It could end up being that the woman is ishes achav me'imo, and because of that could end up being a situation of real erva. V'chein zeh bein asafei cholts and shoseim below me'aviv. And that's why also, right, in this same situation, the Ben HaSafek, okay, let's say he was alive, right? Then he would do chalitza to any one of the wives in if they died in such a situation because of the Safek. Okay, 1 second. Okay, now let's look at Halacha Zion. I think we can finish this today. Okay, Halacha Zion, okay, as you see here, now we have, okay, we have Baal Rishon, okay, first husband, and he's married to Leah and Rivka. Okay. Rivka ends up having two, Peretz. Peretz is married to Chana. Okay. Then again, let's say she divorces or whatever, doesn't wait to 3 months. Okay. And then marries Baal Sheni. She gives birth to Shimon at some point. Okay. Now with Baal Sheni, she has Moshe. Then Moshe marries Tzipora. Okay. So, and what's key in this case, again, we still have the Ben Safek, which is Shimon, but what we also have is that Moshe dies in this case and Peretz dies. So now the question is going to be, does Shimon do Yibum to Chana and Tzipora? Again, we don't know if Shimon came from Baal Rishon or from Baal Sheni. Okay. So the Rambam says, Haya ben Rishon ben Lasheni, right? Let's say, she had a child with the first husband and the second husband. Shalom ishazu shenasas mitoch zam zeh umeis echam ahead. And again, she had a child where she didn't wait enough time between from first husband and second husband, right? And then let's say one of those sons that are vadai sons dies, like we saw in the picture. Hareza ben asafek cholas eish zeh shemeis omiyavim. The ben asafek that we don't know if it came from Baal Rishon or Baal Sheni does chalitza, okay? To the widow. She'im echad me'avivu, right? Because if it's ache aviv, hare yavim es ishto, right? Then he could do yibum. V'im edo achiv me'aviv. But if that's not the case, hare ein b'nein ach v'klal. Then they're not related at all. Levikach mutal lisas ishto. Therefore, it'd be mutal for him to go ahead and marry the woman. Okay, let's see the next one here. Hold on. Nope, not that. Oh, okay. So we don't have to actually, we can stick with this. The Rambam says now, Lachaches, Mesa ben Asafek, Echa Mishnei Abonim. Okay, so in the case in Lacha Zion, again, where you have the Ben Safek, and we're not sure who the father is, okay? If he dies, right? In Mesa ben Asafek, Echa Mishnei Abonim, Echa Mishnei Abonim of Adain, Chos Ishto. If the Ben Safek dies, then one of the two sons from either the known son from the Baal Rishon or known son from Baal Sheni does chalitza to the wife of the Ben Safek, Tchila. And the second one would go ahead and do Yibum. Im echavu, hare yavam es ishto. Because if it's actually his brother, then they should do Yibum. V'meido achiv, u'ben ha'av ha'acher. But if it's not a brother, but it turns out it's, let's say, the son of the second Baal, ahu, hare nechlitza me'achi av baila. Since chalitza was done, it's a release, so to speak, as being achi baila. So either way, chalitza is done first, and then Yibum. Okay. Let's push to the end. Basically, one second. There's just a few more lachas. It only goes to lacha yud gimel, but it really wraps it up pretty quickly. Okay. So the Rambam says, lachates, michalach bayil medina acheres. Let's say a woman's husband travels to Japan, vishama shemes, and she hears that he died, vinasas, right? And she gets remarried. Vakrak ba balarishon umesu, and then, then the first husband comes back, and then umesu shneim, but then they both die. And then for each one of the husbands, the one dead and the one alive, they're brothers. They're both husbands die. The first husband who came back and the second husband, they both had brothers. Both of them in this case would do yibum to this woman. Okay, lacha yud. Now, chamish nashim shahay l'chol achas en ben yadua. Okay, now I'll show you this real quickly, but it's the same concept. Okay, it is the very same idea, just for this extent. If you look here, right, notice you have women, with kids, okay, and suffix emerging over here, and then they end up having kids. All this is, it's the basically the same thing. It's the whole isha yesh ben vade ben suffix. The key thing is every woman has a son that she knows is a vadai son and a son that's a suffix son, okay? So that's what the Rambam's talking about in this case. It just makes it more complicated. So he says like this. He says, Chamesh Nashim, Shehayel Kol Achas and Ben Yadua, right? So let's say five women have kids who they know who they are, they know who the mother is. Venis Abru Chamesh Shasan, okay? And what happens? Then another five kids are they give birth to other five kids. The Yaldu Ke Achas, the Machbua Achas, okay? And then they all give birth together in a hiding place to five more sons. Venis Arbu of Vlados, those kids get mixed up. Vigdila tarobes, and then the mixed up sons grow up. The nasu nashim, and they marry, get married. Umesu chamisha nashim, and then those five men died. Now the naflu chamisha nashim lifnei chamisha banim, and now these five women fall, so to speak, for yibum in front of the five sons. Havadayim shein echa mehen yodea ezehi eishes achav keta takanasa. And in such a case, since we don't know, right, we don't know none of these sons actually know who is the wife of the brother. So what happens? Arba men cholzin la'achas tchila. So four of them do chalitza to the woman, to one of the women. V'chamishi yisazu shenechlatza. And then the fifth marries the one that was done chalitza to. Arba chalitza salko pana. Okay? So that is after she's done basically chalitza four times. So that's the upshot. So how does it come out? Ketzad. So im eches achav he. So if the woman was the brother's wife, hari yavim osa, then he has got to leave him. V'im eina eches achav, if she's not, then she's the wife of one of the four brothers, but she had chalitza done four times to her already. The same thing has to be done to the second woman. So it would work, each one would get chalitza done to her four times, and then the fifth time would get married. So what happens? So the five sons will end up married to the five widows, okay? It's just that each widow will have to go through four chalitzas before the final Yibam. So now the Rambam says, Allah Yud Beis, after really making it so complicated, Ula Olam Hizar Bechol Sfeikos B'Karmelu. Always be careful dealing with these kind of questions. Shekol Mishin Istapik Lach Shema Bas Chalitza Hil Ishdeh Oinet Shvicha Lachalitza Memenu Eni Teres Linasa Lazar Ashi Yachlas La Oso Ish. Because what we're concerned about is that if we have a suffix about the chalitza is chayev or not, she cannot marry anyone else until chalitza is done, right? V'chol mi sheyistapek l'cha shema biyasa asura alishdeh bein b'divrei Torah b'divrei Sofrim enem yistev etzlo. So here's the principle. Anytime there's a suffix, whether this sexual relationship will be prohibited, okay, whether it's deraisa drabanan, do not do yibum. V'chol shenichletza chalitza me'ula o nivula b'ila k'shira hutra tzorasa lazar. And whenever a woman does a ideal chalitza or a be'ilat shera, which we saw before, then automatically she's the second wife will be permitted to a zar. And the Rambam ends off Hilchos Yibam with as follows: Val derek zen alach gimel yud gimel val derek zu tavin the Torah becholat sveiko she'iru le'inin yimu b'chalitza. So if you just follow these, this whole, what do you call, path that he's laid out to you, you understand the rules about all the questions that come up by Yibam and Chalitza. Shehare bi'arnu kol ha'ikaren shalan tismo, because we've explained all the principles you should rely on. Beteida mishuhu choletz mishu miyavim. So now you know who should do Chalitza to and who should do Yibam to. Umihi ha'patur mina Chalitza, umina Yibam, umihi ha'royal Yibam. And who is pater of Chalitza and Yibam, and who is roy to do Yibam. All right, that brings Hilchos Yom Chalitza to an end, and we will start Nara Besula tomorrow.